everybody. Happy Thursday. I'm super excited to be back in the station. This is Amelia, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. So this is my show, Passenger Seat, where, as I always say, the name originated from me not having my license. So this is the music I'd play if I was sitting in the passenger seat of the car, you know, just some good vibes music. So the song I just played was Love Songs by Claro. It is a cover of a song by Margot Grion. I feel like I'm pronouncing her name wrong, but that's okay. And this is off of this new album that's like a tribute to a bunch of Margot Grion's music. And I've been listening to this cover nonstop. I think it is so beautiful. And I just love Claro's voice. I think she has like such a sweet singing voice. And yeah, I am a huge fan of that song. And also this artist I like, Kate Bollinger, is also on the album. So I'm excited to hear the full lineup of all the tracks. And Margot Grion's music is beautiful as well. So it's awesome that they are doing a tribute to her. And I've definitely been on a bit of a Claro fix this summer, as well as just recently, because I went to her concert at the Roadrunner this was only like a week ago, but it was an amazing show. Honestly, I was expecting her to be a little bit more low energy, so I was happy to see that she was very enthusiastic, like very dancey. Her setup was super cool. I loved the lighting on stage, and she just had great stage presence and energy. I know in the past she's had a history of canceling some of her shows because of various reasons, and she actually canceled the shows in, I believe it's Toronto, I'm not exactly sure, or she canceled a couple shows before ours in order to prep for the Boston show. So I'm definitely bummed for the people that missed it, but hopefully she'll be rescheduling. And I'm very happy I got to see her in concert, just because of how pivotal her album Charm has been to me. I just love it so much. And yeah, Love Songs has been on repeat. All right, let's get back into it. But you're about to hear We Get By by Jordana. was We Get by Georgiana. And up next, we have some Frank Ocean. Enjoy. Pink and White by Frank Ocean. I will never get tired of Frank Ocean, even though I know we're never going to get more music from him. I think I've kind of just accepted that. Let's cherish Blonde and Channel Orange and all the like semi-release music that we have from Frank. And anytime I listen to him, I just get transported back to the summer. Speaking of the summer, I am just beyond frustrated at the weather. I know it is nice for it to be hot, but it's also terrifying that it is like 78 degrees in November. I'm a little scared. I've been very ready to bring out my sweaters. I'm actually currently wearing a sweater right now, so nobody can stop me. But I've definitely been feeling quite defeated that it's been really hot out, and I feel like it's made this semester feel like it's still September. But the reality is that school is over in like a month. The semester's over in like a month, which is a little terrifying for me personally, but that is okay. We move on. I hope everybody is taking care of themselves today and having a good day, the best day they can be having. Hope everybody had a lovely Halloween. Feel free to type in the DJ chat on the WMFO website what you were for Halloween, or if you have any song recommendations, I'd love to hear some. But Halloween was super fun. I was very excited to be dressing up. I think there's something super special about dressing up and just getting to be silly and wear something else. I was one of the guys from Challengers, the Zendaya tennis movie, which was very fun. And then I was the White Rabbit from Alice in Wonderland, which was also very cute. And it's just fun to have an excuse to, like, put on a silly outfit and run around with your friends and be goofy. Circling back to the Claro concert for a second, Claro's opener, Alice Phoebe Lou, has now been a new hyper fixation of mine post the concert. She has just the sweetest voice and sweetest tone, and her music is really, really good. So let's play some Alice Phoebe Lou. I definitely want to try and go to one of her solo shows if she ends up touring after Claro. But this song I liked before going to see her at Claro. However, it's definitely grown on me since going to her. So let's listen to Open My Door by Alice Phoebe Lou.
So I took my bonds and I called them my own, and I found a place inside that's safe for me, and now I wander the world alone but alive, smiling on the inside. I'm taking back all the pieces of me that were taken. It's sad.
that was That's Life by Luna Lee. Her music is stunning. I have a couple songs of hers that are in my usual rotation. I just think her voice is gorgeous. So it is time for a PSA, because for those of you who don't know, WMFO is in fact an educational radio station. So that means every hour we do, in fact, read out a little PSA for you all. So here's one about the Tufts University Art Gallery. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Aitikman Art Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can call 617-627-3518. And this has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, thank you all for that one. I love the Tufts Art Gallery. I went for the first time this semester, and the exhibit was incredible. I highly, highly recommend. We actually went for one of my courses, which was amazing. I love that it was kind of like a mandatory thing to go, but now I definitely want to check it out each semester and see what exhibits are there, because usually it's very powerful work, and the one of the woman who works at the front desk at the museum, she is so knowledgeable on the art and was really lovely to work with and engaging in conversation, and I couldn't recommend it more. So not only was that a public service announcement from WMFO, that is also a public service announcement from myself and my brain. So I would say definitely go ahead and check out the art galleries. It's amazing. The next song I'm going to play for you all is a song that my little brother put me on. My brother is very into music. He actually has his own radio show at his high school, but they discuss sports and basketball and whatnot. Sometimes they play some music throughout the show, but he is probably more knowledgeable on music than I will ever be, because he has listened to literally everything. However, this next artist I was familiar with before he showed it to me, but I actually didn't listen fully to the new album that this song is off of, or newer album from this past year. So I love it because it reminds me of Noah, my brother. So this is Always by Daniel Caesar.
Baby, baby, there will always be space for you and me, right where you left it. And just maybe enough time will pass, we'll look back and laugh, just don't forget it. And maybe I'm wrong for writing this song, losing my head over you. And I'll be here, 'cause we both know how it goes. I don't want things to change, I pray they stay the same, always. And I don't care if you're with somebody else, I'll give you time and space. Just know I'm not a fake, I'm always.
And that was Always by Daniel Caesar. Such a good song. That one makes me really happy. And every time I listen to it, I swear it sounds like some other song, but I can never quite put my finger on it. But that is so okay. The next song is by an artist who I think should be much bigger in the pop world. I think she is phenomenal. Her whole kind of vibe and sound is really cool and incorporates some rock elements in there. So this is Never Need Me by Rachel Chinnery.
A cool in the dead of the night. It's strange, but it's such a delight to hear your voice again. It's been a long time since I last saw you. You never swim, you're drowning your dream. Reveal the secret you think. You need me, cause you're scared.
Rachel Chinnery with Never Need Me off of her album What a Devastating Turn of Events that came out earlier this year. Yes, in May. So Rachel Chinnery is awesome. Cannot wait to see where her career goes. I feel like I saw her on TikTok kind of trying to like self promo and it works. I'm very much a fan. She's awesome. Just had to give a shout out to this cafe I went to by the Magoon Square tea stop, between Magoon Square and Davis. I went to this cafe called Three Little Figs, and they had this egg and feta sandwich on brioche bread, and it was just so delicious. It had arugula and tomato, and it wasn't too unreasonably priced, and I had a great little latte from there. So shout out to Three Little Figs. However, it is not a study spot because they explicitly have signs that say don't bring your computer. So that's a little disappointing because I would totally go there and do work. But now it can just be an excursion if I need a break from work and just want to enjoy a little bite to eat or hang out with friends. I now know a spot. I always like to hear what people's I know a spot places are, when you're making plans with somebody and you're like, oh, I know a spot. And I love to hear what people have in store, because that's usually where the best recommendations are. My one at home is my favorite coffee place, Phil's. It's a chain that only exists on like the West Coast and like Chicago. And I need it to come to Boston, because no coffee I've had here Ed could ever compare to Phil's. It's my favorite place in the entire world. And I get this like kind of hazelnut sort of drink, but they don't make lattes. They only do like customized beverages. So basically you order it based on the brew of coffee that you want. It's all drip coffee pretty much. And then you decide like how much milk and how much sugar you want. It's phenomenal. All right, we're going to go back in time a little bit. You know, I always love to throw some oldies in there along with my many new releases. So this is a little bit of Steely Dan.
A world become one of salads and sun. Only a fool would say that. A boy with a plan, a natural man, wearing a white Stetson hat. Unhand that. There's no one to fire upon. If he's holding it high, he's telling a lie. I heard it was you talking about a world where all is free. It just couldn't be, and only a fool would say that. The man in the street, dragging his feet, don't want to hear. Inside his brown shoes, you do his 9 to 5, drag yourself home half alive. There on the screen, a man with a dream. I heard it was you talking about a world where all is free. It just couldn't. Anybody on the street has murder in his eyes. You feel no pain, and you're younger than you realize. Only a fool would say that. Only a fool.
Gotta love some Steely Dan. But now we're gonna jump ahead a couple decades and go into the 90s. This is Tell Him by Lauryn Hill.
Yo. Tell him. It's like, you know. Let me be patient, let me be kind, make me unselfish without being blind. Though I may suffer, I'll envy it not, and endure what comes, 'cause he's all that I gotta tell him. Tell him I need. Tell him I need him.
Thank you, Lauryn Hill, for that awesome song. That was Tell Him. All right. So we're getting close to the hour. Still have a couple more songs for you all. Just had to share a little anecdote about how much I love Boston Public Garden. I went there the other day for the first time, which is sort of wild. I feel like I should have made my way over there beforehand, but I loved it. It was so stunning. Also, I saw a turkey there, which I thought was so weird. Apparently, turkeys are all around Massachusetts or different areas, which is so abnormal to me, but loved seeing the turkey, and I love Boston Public Garden. It was so nice to just, like, do work outside and feel like I was frolicking, and although that water doesn't look like it'd be good to swim in, it was the idea, you know? Like, I'm close to water. It's almost as if I'm at the beach or at a lake, you know? We're practically there at that point. All right, next up is some Remy Wolf for y'all. This is Sugar.
Summertime under the neon lights. Buy me a six string of booger and fries. Cruising around in your drop top right. Call it city living a winter time under the harvest moon. Newborn baby, my skin's so smooth. I haven't seen you and I don't care to. Rehabilitation, it's so sugary sweet. So hard to beat. Getting back up on my feet. Sweetest candy, so sugary sweet, so hard to beat. Getting back up on my feet.
Always sounds like just summertime to me. Her music is always so upbeat and sunshiny, and that song was the perfect example. All right, next up we have Cole Street by Dogs on Shady Lane.
Heartbeats change.
Next up, if you're a Phoebe Bridgers fan, you will probably like this song. This is one of Phoebe's like many side projects that she has done. This is the Better Oblivion Community Center. And this is Phoebe and Connor Overst. And this is their song, Dylan Thomas.
It was quite early one morning, hit me without warning. I went to hear the general speak. I was standing for the anthem, banners all around and confetti made it hard to see. Put my footsteps on the pavement, starved for entertainment, for seasons a revolving door. So sick of being honest, I'll die like Dylan Thomas, a seizure on the barroom floor. I'm getting green with this private hell. I'll go
That was Phoebe Bridgers and Connor Overst, a.k.a. the Better Oblivion Community Center, with Dylan Thomas. I remember when I first listened to that song, I was like, who is this Phoebe Bridgers knockoff? Like, it sounds just like her, but it's not her. And then I looked a little closer. I'm like, oh, that is very, very much Phoebe. But now when I listen to Boy Genius, I feel like Dylan Thomas just sounds like a Boy Genius song. So I don't know, just some food for thought that Phoebe seems like she plays a big role in the creation of Boy Genius. Although the other two don't, but I feel like Phoebe's style really comes through to me personally more than like Lucy Dacus's and Julian Baker's does in their trio. But gotta love Boy Genius, gotta love Phoebe in any form. I would love another solo album from her, but Punisher is definitely hard to follow up because that album is so perfect and amazing, and I'm so grateful that I got to go see that live and hear her play live. She is phenomenal. This morning, for those of you that don't know, I'm in Trunk, which is Tufts Children's Theater Groups, to go and perform at like local elementary schools and preschools. We had a Trunk show this morning, and it is exactly the pick-me-up that I needed, that all my Trunkers, those are like my other group members, that we all needed. It was just so sweet to interact with the kids, and one of them made us a drawing. It was really sweet, and like we usually sing songs with them and do little skits, and always have to shout out Trunk because I love Trunk very much. And getting to work with the kiddos is very fulfilling. And now maybe I'll try and even get a job at a preschool. I don't know. They said they're looking for people. So maybe that's my arc for next semester is I become a working woman once again and am employed. But I don't know how I'll commute there. But that is something I could figure out later on. And yeah, just some food for thought. Maybe I should work again. All right, on that note, let's listen to some TLC. Here is No Scrubs.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fine, is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass soul.
No,
I don't want your number.
No,
I don't wanna give you mine. And
no,
I don't wanna meet you nowhere.
No,
don't want none of your time. And
no, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at
well,
me.
He's checking me, but his game is kinda weak, and I know that.
No Scrubs by TLC, and I have one more song for you all, and then we are driving away. We are out of the passenger seat, so enjoy some SZA.
Took a long vacation, no makeup, just Jay-Z. We're balls deep, now we beefing. Had me butt naked at the MGM. So wasted, screaming, that. Blurry now, but I'm anything. Hurry now, baby, stick it in. For the memories, get to kicking in. It's too late, I don't wanna lose.
What's left of you?
Me like you, how am I supposed to let you go, only like myself?
105FM and WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And be sure to stay tuned for the next show to hear what amazing music my fellow DJs will be playing for you all. Thank you.
You do. Nobody gets me. Took me out to the ballet. You proposed, I went on the road. You was feeling empty, so you left me. Now I'm stuck dealing with a deadbeat. If I'm real, I deserve less. If I was you, I wouldn't take me back. I pretend when a man is you. When I know that it's too late, I don't wanna
arrive.